This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. At the Vatican today, the College of Cardinals met for a second day of talks to prepare for the conclave that will elect a successor to Pope John Paul II. And tens of thousands of mourners continue to line up to view the pontiff's body as it lies in state in St. Peter's Basilica.
We come at 10 o'clock this morning, line up, and be happy to wait and all this time we enjoy and we can't wait to go in to see the Pope.
He deserves all this love from all of us. So I want to be near him in this moment.
We came because we need to say one last goodbye. I met the Pope in 84.
I shook his hand.
So I felt the need to come here and just say goodbye to him one last time.
Those are a few voices from the crowd of mourners in St. Peter's Square. On one of his trips to France, Pope John Paul II asked that nation, "Eldest daughter of the Church, what have you done with your baptism?" That question reflected the anguish of the Roman Catholic Church over what Vatican officials have referred to as European apostasy, the abandonment of faith. As the Catholic Church's center of gravity continues to move toward the southern hemisphere, to South America and Africa, church leaders in Europe, the old heart of Christendom, are asking themselves, where have our Catholics gone? NPR's Sylvia Poggioli has this report.
When Pope John Paul was in Rome and not on one of his many foreign pilgrimages, one of the most popular things to do for Catholic pilgrims and tourists alike was showing up in St. Peter's Square at noon on Sunday. That's when the Pope would appear at his window to deliver his weekly message. The crowd was predominantly European, and the Pope was viewed more as a celebrity than a spiritual leader. Fewer and fewer European Catholics closely follow church teachings. From Spain to Italy to Germany, and even John Paul's homeland, Poland, church attendance is down sharply. There are often more tourists than parishioners in the Romanesque, Gothic, and Baroque churches of Europe. Vincennes is a well-to-do, middle-class Paris suburb. The bells of the Church of Saint-Louis call the faithful to Mass for an 11 a.m. service, the only one on Sundays. A priest stands at the entrance welcoming the faithful. There are just a few elderly people, mainly women. He says, "Sorry, but I'm in no mood to discuss the situation of the Catholic Church in France. I have other things to do." The Vatican has always considered France the Church's eldest daughter, but today only 12% of French Catholics attend weekly Mass. Jean-René Bertrand, co-author of the book Where Have the Catholics Gone, says that over the last decades, many congregations have closed, and the number of children attending Sunday school has plummeted, as have Catholic weddings, baptisms, and priestly ordinations.
Donc, lorsque nous voulons voir, rencontrer des catholiques,
so, when we want to find some Catholics, we must not go to church, we must go elsewhere, to movements and charity organizations where there are activities not directly linked to the church. There is a Catholic life moving side by side with the institution.
There's a small park in Place de la République in central Paris, where on weekday evenings a group of volunteers runs a soup kitchen. They're very protective of the homeless and needy and don't like having reporters around. One volunteer, who gives his name only as Giorgio, reluctantly agrees to speak briefly.
For people like me, 30, 40, 60, 50 years, we don't practice too much religion.
Why is this?
I don't know. Yeah. It's like that.
Monsignor Stanislas Lalanne, Secretary General of the French Bishops' Conference, concedes that more and more Catholics are finding spiritual fulfillment outside of the church.
Chacun construit son, sa norme.
Each one constructs his or her norms and his or her system of thoughts and beliefs. I'll take a bit of Jesus, a bit of yoga, a bit of this, a bit of that.
Monsignor Lalanne describes these people as religious pagans.
There are many people who are not affiliated to any religion and who do not believe in any particular God. However, they still don't want to die like dogs and are nevertheless on a quest for spirituality. Thus, I say they are pagan but have a religious dimension in their lives.
The Secretary General of the French Bishops' Conference sees similarities between today and the early centuries of Christianity.
At that time, there were lots of rival groups and sects, and Christians were a minority. Today, we're in a market situation, and there are a lot of competing choices.
The withering of the traditional Catholic faith is perhaps most extreme in France, but churches are empty also in other European countries. The European Value Study, a survey conducted in 1999 and 2000 by Dutch and German academics, shows that only 21% of all Europeans say religion is very important to them. A similar survey in the U.S. put the figure at nearly 60%. Ulrich Ruh, editor of the German Catholic monthly Herr der Korrespondenz, says there's a wide gap between traditional church teachings and the contemporary reality of European societies.
If you talk to young people, you will find nobody who is anti-church. That's not the problem. The problem is that the Christian message seems not to be meaningful to the life of ordinary people. And how to bridge this gap, that will be the great challenge for the Catholic Church in the next years.
Europeans are increasingly challenging the Church's traditional teachings. Several countries have granted same-sex couples civil recognition and entitlements. And European Catholics do not agree with John Paul's characterization of what he called cultures of death that promote contraception, abortion, and gay marriage. John Wilkins, editor of the English Catholic weekly The Tablet, says there's a tension about Catholic approaches to the modern world that has yet to be resolved. In trying to trace the roots of the crisis in European Catholicism, Wilkins disagrees that technology leads to secularism, pointing to the strong religious sentiment that exists in the United States. Wilkins believes the cause of the decline in institutional Catholicism can be found in great part in the poor human rights record of European Catholic churches during the first half of the 20th century, and in the halting of the reforms of the Second Vatican Council.
You also get the terrible test of the Holocaust, and that is very much a European horror, and the Church must be said to have failed that test. I think also I would feel that partly it's the failure to implement the revolution of Vatican II, the sort of stopping halfway that makes people feel that the last absolute monarchy in Europe is interesting, but it's not something you set your life by.
A poll conducted by The Tablet and the BBC in Britain in 2003 showed that two-thirds of those polled believe that all religions are good, and one-third does not believe in God at all. In the year 2001, for the first time in history in the Archdiocese of Liverpool, not a single priest was ordained. And even Catholic Ireland has started importing priests from the developing world. Wilkins says that Europe is in need of a new evangelization. Otherwise, he warns, Catholicism could become an endangered species.
The Catholic Church has always been in the culture. It's always been part of the culture. It has never been a sect. And it should be, I think, very careful about the future, that it doesn't become one.
Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.